The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the stick of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
Day night editions for you from now on. We decided to move the show to a Wednesday night slot for various reasons. Just works out better for everybody in the long run. Hope you are able to join us tonight for the Wednesday show as opposed to the Monday show. Podcast will be up as usual just a few hours after the show is over. We put the podcast up on the podcast site, so don't worry about that. So yes, we will be Wednesdays with the new time slot. That was one of the big reasons we changed, was to get the new time slot just a little bit later in the evening, let more people get home from work and get settled in and get the kids back from football / baseball / soccer practice or whatever the case may be. And so we're excited to be on Wednesdays now. We have a great show for you tonight. We will have Aaron from DPMS Firearms talking about the Outbreak Omega 4 event. I can't believe they're already in their fourth year. If you don't know about Outbreak Omega 4, just stick around and listen. It's a very, very cool thing that DPMS does every year. And this year, AR15.com jumped on board with them to help sponsor the event. We will also have Anthony Calandro from a company called Gun for Hire in New Jersey. It's a very large, very, very good training company in New Jersey. They've got four different ranges. They offer all different types of classes. So we'll have Anthony Calandro on to tell us a little bit more about Gun for Hire. And then to wrap things up at the end, Chad Adams from Three Gun Nation will be on to give us a Three Gun update. We haven't had him on for about a month, so he's going to go over the Blue Ridge event, the Iron Man event they just barely had, and talk about some of the events coming up in the next month or so. So sit tight, pour yourself an ice-cold drink, and enjoy the next hour of Radio Free ARFCOM. We will start out, as we always do, with the effervescent Joe DeBurgolis, board member and black rifle enthusiast, board member of the NRA. How are you today, Joe?
Great, John. This is a great time slot and a new day, and great things are ahead for Radio Free ARFCOM.
Yes, I am looking forward to having the Wednesday time slot. I think it will be easier to get certain guests. We had problems scheduling guests in the past on that Monday night for whatever reason, so I'm hoping Wednesdays will be better. Now, I know you are a busy, busy man, and we only have a few minutes with you this evening, so let's jump right into things. Anybody who has the AR15.com newsletter, and if you don't subscribe to the AR15.com newsletter, you're missing out, because we give away a lot of really cool free stuff like night vision gear and stuff like that every month. All you have to do is put your email address in and you're subscribed to the newsletter, and then just read the newsletter and find out what the giveaway is and click on the link and you're automatically entered. So go to AR15.com homepage. You will see the subscribe to the newsletter thing. Anyway, I digress. If you're familiar with the newsletter, you know we do ARFCOM action alerts. In the last couple of months, we have been focusing on the situation in Wisconsin. We talked a little bit about it on the show. Can you talk about the new developments in Wisconsin, Joe?
Surely, John. I'm glad to report that we look like we're going to be bringing freedom to the great state of Wisconsin. The Senate bill was voted on to 25-8 in our favor after a 10-year-long progressive battle in order to get right to carry there in the great state of Wisconsin. It looks like we're only a floorboard away, and it may have happened later on this afternoon. I'm not sure. In the there's a pro-freedom-loving state assembly there in the state of Wisconsin, so I think we're that close. But I talked to some of the principals on the ground there, and I have to just have a congratulations to Darren Lasorde, who's been working this issue for many years, and he was out there walking the halls and shaking the hands and making sure we had the votes. Brent Gardner, which we have a guest on Radio Free ArfCom, mm-hmm. he recently was elevated and promoted to a new position, and he was out there as well. So, plus a slew of other NRA representatives that were basically out there for the last 3 months making this happen. A lot of great advocacy that came forward from our good people on ArfCom. They actually took heed of our action alert. They called, they wrote, they visited, they emailed the representatives there. And as you know, John, Wisconsin's been a hotbed of political activity with a lot of the union issues out there and some of the other things that are swirling around in the chief state. But I tell you, ArfCom once again came forward, and their advocacy helped tremendously. And we had a lot of help from other sectors of the pro-gun community, but we finally made it happen.
Yeah, it's great to know that the people are actually reading the ArfCom action alerts and acting on them. It's really simple. A lot of people sit home and wonder, what can I do for my Second Amendment rights? You know, I'm a member of the NRA, I'm a member of this organization or that organization. But there's a lot more you can do, and it doesn't take a lot of effort. And the more people we can get to realize that, the better things will be for all of us.
Exactly, John. It's something we repeat over and over again. But as long as we become active, it only takes a few minutes.
Now, the one last thing, Joe, before we let you go, I wanted to touch on – well, there's actually two things, so I might – sorry to keep you a little longer. The first thing was the national reciprocity legislation going through Congress now. Can you talk a little bit about the progress made on that issue?
Sure. We highlighted that also in the GR15 newsletter. We – basically, it was – give you a little recap here. The National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2011 was introduced in Congress by – Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns and North Carolina Congressman Heath Shuler. We currently have, I think we're past it, we're close to or over 234 co-sponsors in the Congress, in the House of Representatives. This will allow us, we came very, very close last year, as we all know here, in the Senate it failed by two votes. Unfortunately, those two votes were cast by a Republican, but we're very close to getting it pushed in again, which allows us to carry with our permit legally throughout the entire country. It's something that we've been trying to push for the last couple of years. We have been advocating on its behalf, and we're getting closer and closer. This is something, again, the call's there for people to contact their congressman or woman, make sure they know the issue, respectfully state your views. And if they haven't signed on as a co-sponsor, encourage them to do so. But we're going to be pushing it out of the House of Representatives relatively soon, and then it's on to the Senate, where hopefully we get a little better traction to be left.
The one thing I wanted to point out that comes up every time we talk about national reciprocity is there's always a small group of people that want to say, well, we don't want the federal government getting involved with a different state licensing divisions, and then we have some type of gun registry. But that's not at all what we're talking about here, right?
We're not. There's caveats and carve-outs in the bill that will allow certain states to – each state basically is going to have to join in. And just like we have now some reciprocity agreements from each state, some states are very friendly as long as the state that they're seeking reciprocity with has the same type of standards or what have you. My home state, New York, actually receives reciprocity rights from quite a number. Unfortunately, the state of New York does not recognize any other permits, licenses, or the like, especially if you're from Vermont, what have you. They don't recognize that. So what this would do is hopefully soothe over some of the rough areas. We all know through the Firearm Owners Protection Act, we can carry through in transit. The common time frame is usually 72 hours. Go through. We can also go into a state and compete or train for a certain period of time with a letter a faux stadium. But these are things that we're not trying to take away any type of freedom from any state. There's a little thing called state rights here in this country. We're not trying to force this. If individuals have an opportunity, read the proposed bill, and I'm sure they'll be satisfied.
Okay, and the last thing I wanted to touch on here, Joe, was I can't let a show go by with you on without talking about the AR-15.com Pro-Am 3-gun event coming up at Rock Castle Shooting Center towards the end of August. Just wanted to get an update from you. I know you are leading the charge on this for AR-15.com. Maybe you can give our listeners an update as to where we are, maybe with new sponsors or how things are coming together.
Most certainly. I'm proud to announce that the great folks down at Rock Castle, the Noble family, have once again exceeded expectations, and they're really improving the property, and they're preparing this in for this event at the end of August, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's shaping up to be one of the best events of its kind this year, at the very most. And Jeff Kremlitz, our master director, is second to none. Linda Chico, our statistician, is working registration. We're completely sold out. We've got a waiting list. We're working out logistics for a variety of ancillary events that are hopefully next show, John will be probably announcing. Sponsors, we've got a slew of sponsors coming forward. I think I announced a few before, but Little Root Tactical, Daniel Defense, Troy Industries, Alexander Arms, Vortex, Brownells, obviously, and all their affiliates, Hornady, it keeps going on and on. All the major players are going to be there. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, NRA, ILA, it just keeps going on and on. There's going to be a lot of activity. We wholeheartedly encourage those, even if you're not going to compete, to come on out, have an opportunity to maybe put a couple rounds down range. We're going to have a vendor's village. Hopefully some entertainment we'll be announcing, and we'll be talking about the charity side of things. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks as well, John. So things are going according to plan. I can't say enough about our team. Again, the Nobles of Rock Castle, Jeff Kremlitz, our mass director, Linda Chico, the great folks at AR-15, the Avila family. You, John, have been working behind the scenes, and I appreciate that. So it's everybody really working together to make this a top-notch event.
Yeah, and the guys, we'll have Chad Adams from 3-Gun Nation on later, and I was speaking with him earlier in the week, and he just says all the competitors are really stoked and excited for this event. It is going to be the largest 3-Gun event ever, and I can't wait to see how everything unfolds. It's going to be an exciting weekend, that's for sure.
You know, John, it truly is, and speaking of 3-Gun Nation, our good friends Chad Adams and Pete Brown, if everybody goes to the ARFCOM homepage, we have our ATF video there. They produced that, and they did one heck of a job. It gets the message across. It's very entertaining. At the same time, educational. I cordially invite everybody to take a look at that. We're getting a tremendous amount of hits, and it resonates. We've been sending that across to a lot of elected officials, and they're getting it. So 3-Gun Nation folks are always there to help us out, and if you have an opportunity, check out their website as well, because they're doing some great things, and there'll be a lot more announcements in the future with those guys too.
Yeah, that video is really well done. If you haven't seen it, please go to AR15.com homepage. It's right there, dead center. You can't miss it. Little YouTube embedded video link. Just check it out. Top quality production, as usual, for the guys at 3-Gun Nation. Joe, I thank you for all the work you do for gun owners all across the nation, especially black rifle enthusiasts. And you have a good couple of weeks off, and we will have you back on the show in 2 weeks for the next Wednesday night edition of Going Rogue Radio Free ARFCOM, okay?
Thanks, John. It's always a pleasure. Give my good friend Anthony hearty hello from myself, and I'll be listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is Joe DeBurgulis, NRA board member, integral part of the AR15.com family. He is a very indispensable individual and works tirelessly for gun rights. This guy works just nonstop. We will dive headfirst into our next guest. As Joe said, he wants to give a hearty hello to you, Anthony. I'm sure you heard that.
Yes, John. Thank you very much.
This is Anthony Calandro from Gun for Hire, a firearms training company in New Jersey. And the scope of this company is just, I was just mind-boggled when I went to the website, Anthony. Before we get into exactly the specifics on the company and what you guys offer people, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into shooting, how you decided to get into the training end of things, and then how you evolved to get to where you are today.
Sure. John, real quick, while we're on the subject of Joe DeBergelis, run into him at the NRA annual meetings in Pittsburgh, and he manages to rope me into volunteering for the three-gun match in Kentucky in August.
So, I'm telling you that he's nonstop. He's nonstop. He never stops working, that guy.
Yep, so he booked me in for that, so I booked my flight, hotel, and he's already planning my itinerary. So Joe is a good man, and kudos to him. It goes out to him, really. Well, John, I started 30 years ago. I started shooting casually and had a knack for shooting. This was before IDPA and IPSC were pretty good, but I had a better knack for teaching. And living behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Socialist Republic of New Jersey, where guns tend to be forbidden, it's like the forbidden fruit here. I had a lot of people come up to me in my 20s and 30s, can you teach me how to shoot a gun? So I sought out formal education from the NRA, became a training counselor, started teaching people part-time, and in 1992, I took the plunge and I opened a full-time school called Gun for Hire, obviously. Politically incorrect name. My school is the logo of my school is banned in Six Flags as well as Disney, by the way.
So you can't wear a Gun for Hire t-shirt into Disneyland or Six Flags?
Correct. You'll be stopped by security and be told it's not family-friendly, and you'll be turned around or you'll have to buy a Disney shirt or a Great Adventure shirt to get in.
Oh, wow.
Nice, wow. Right?
That's amazing.
So that I've had it happen in numerous occasions. I had an 8-year-old student who took my Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, which is an NRA program, and he actually came in contact with a gun at a barbecue, and he stopped. He didn't touch it. He told an adult. He went and got his parents, and his mother told me about it, so I brought him in for another Eddie Eagle free seminar that I give, and I gave him a shirt. A few weeks later, they were going into Six Flags on a class trip, and security stopped them, and the teacher's aide had to buy a Great Adventure Six Flags shirt for $28 for him to wear.
Wow.
And I reimbursed her for the money. I reimbursed her for the shirt and, you know, made good on the deal. But interesting, you know. But if he had gang tattoos on or a Che shirt or something, he would be allowed into the place.
Yeah,
anyway,
the political...
back to right? Isn't that something? So yeah. I started in 1992 teaching with one location. It was just me, a one-man show, working out of a gun store or two, and now it's grown to the point where we have four locations in New Jersey, from southern New Jersey down to Atlantic City, to northern New Jersey up to Cedar Grove, four locations, about 18 employees, and we are New Jersey's largest training facility when it comes to firearm safety for civilians, police, and law enforcement. So
now,
I'm pretty proud of what we've done.
Yeah, it's amazing you were able to do that, like you said, behind the socialist curtain there in New Jersey. That is quite an accomplishment. Now, you offer all manner of classes. It's not just, you know, pistol and carbine classes, but you guys offer just every type of class you can imagine. Why don't you talk about some of the different programs you guys offer?
Sure. Well, we offer every NRA program, and that's a starting point for all of our students. Every student has to take an NRA basic class first to build the safety foundation before they can proceed. And because we are in the New York metropolitan area, our classes are designed for urban defense. Urban defense meaning people living in apartments, people living in houses that are, you know, clustered closer together, walking through parking lots or malls. So we offer courses from beginner, intermediate, advanced, super advanced, you know, very high level courses if you're interested in that. We were also the first school in the world to be approved by General Dynamics for simmunitions, which is like a fake bullet out of a real gun, for civilian force-on-force training. So we have an actual shoot house in South Jersey, 6,000-square-foot shoot house that we have police use. But in northern New Jersey, right outside of New York, I have an apartment that we have set up for a shoot house, and we reenact home invasions and business robberies with real guns. And you'd be surprised how people respond when they're being shot at or they have to point a gun at another human being. A lot of learning going on here. The police and military have had this for 18 years, and my school was the first from the tireless efforts from one of my instructors working with simmunitions. He's law enforcement. We got simmunitions to approve it for civilians. So we're the first out there, and we've run a couple of hundred students through it. And believe it or not, guys, the females do better than the males in the scenarios.
In the force-on-force training, really?
Yes, the females do better. They make less fatal errors. They do not allow the bad guy to verbalize or negotiate, where the males, we tend to do that and let our guard down. So my tips to most of my students are, if someone's breaking into your house, you hide behind your wife with the gun while you call 911.
Oh, I love it. I will admit, that's very impressive what you did with simmunitions, because for years and years and years, I know simmunitions did not want civilians to be able to train with their product for whatever reasons. And the fact that you were able to break those barriers down and break the ice so that civilians, citizens such as myself, would have access to that type of training, that is very impressive, I must admit.
Yes, yes. So we're doing that, and we run classes, like every few days, classes of four, classes of six. And we change the scenarios. We have very good actors. I have guys who are on detective squads who have been dealing with criminals for 25, 30 years. So they pretend they're trying to gain entry into the house for whatever reason. And our citizens have to make judgmental decisions. We'll have actually cops come in after the scene with the 180-lumen flashlight barking out command. So the homeowner gets confused. The criminal starts playing out a role. You know, and people get nervous because a lot of people think after the police come, help has arrived, you know, you can let your guard down, and we teach them that's not always the case. And one of the things I love about my business is over the past 10 or 15 years, we've seen it evolve where there's so many more women getting involved in training. And as everyone knows in the training, gun training industry, women are the best students. And, you know, years ago, if a woman walked into a gun store, the shopkeeper would say, can I help you? Do you need a gift certificate? You know, but today, when a woman walks into a store, the shopkeeper knows that she has her own buying power and her own decisions. She wants to buy her own gun. And I just love working with women. I mean, about 70% of my new students today that walk into my schools are female.
Wow, that's very interesting. Do you know what the driving force behind that is to change that demographic like that?
Yes, a lot of it is a lot of women, you know, are ending up divorced, are not getting married as early as they used to years ago. Like traditionally years ago, women got married in their teens or early 20s. Women are staying single longer. And, you know, because our economy is not that good and because of things like Katrina that had happened, you know, they feel a little helpless and they would like to have a firearm in the house. And, of course, we know, you know, women will seek out education to learn how to do things right and do things properly. So we have them walking into our school, and it's not an easy thing because I tell all of my instructors to always remember when women come into our school, for them it's like walking into a biker bar. You know, the stereotype that's been cast on us NRA members and firearms instructors for the past 30 years, you know, is a kill 'em all, like God sort 'em shirt with a baseball cap on, you know, chewing tobacco with camouflage. And, you know, so for women to walk into a school to learn how to shoot guns is a very big undertaking. And a part of our job is to make them feel comfortable, make them feel like they're part of the family. And you know what, John? They keep coming back and they keep referring people.
Yeah, that's really neat. It's great to see women taking an active role in their own defense and not following the social stereotypes of the defenseless princess waiting for the prince to ride up on the horse and save her. That's really neat to hear that.
I mean, years ago, women would come in with their husbands to take a lesson, and I would say to the wife, okay, load the magazines. Oh, my husband loads the magazines for me. And then I would say to the, wife, you know, I'm going to show you how to clean the gun. Oh, no, my husband cleans my gun for me. Today, it's not like that. Today, the woman wants to learn how to load a magazine. She wants to learn how to clean a gun, totally liberated on their own, and I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, let's go back to some of the courses that you guys offer, because you don't only offer shooting courses. You offer first aid courses, stuff for pets. You have a build an AR program.
Very, very popular program. We in New Jersey, New York metropolitan area, we allow people to come in and build their own ARs. And what they do is they buy their own lower under their firearms ID card, and then they work with one of my armorers in a school, and they build their own AR from scratch in a three-course program. First course, spec it out, order your materials. Second course, build your lower. Third course, build your upper, mate them together, and then shoot them. And a very, very popular program. I've had countless students go through it, male and female, from as far away as Connecticut, Long Island, Pennsylvania, and Delaware come to our class to learn how to build their own AR. We have first aid, CPR, AED classes, automatic electronic defibrillator. One of our most popular first aid classes, John, believe it or not, is we have a pet first aid class.
Oh, really?
Yes, pet first aid. It's geared for dogs and cats. And, you know, let's face it, most of us love our animals more than our family members, right?
That's true. Very true.
And whenever we run that class, it's always a sellout because people want to learn if their dog or cat should be injured or have an accident or something, how to handle any type of trauma care until we can get them to a higher medical authority. And very, very popular class. Believe it or not, our pet first aid class is more popular than our human first aid class.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I just bought a new puppy a couple of months ago, and I know how attached we can get to our pets.
And think about it. If an accident should happen, do you know how to respond? Because the dog's response is much different. When you go to treat, they're going to try to bite you. It's just their natural reaction. It's their nature. So we teach a class, which is certified through the American Heart Association. It's certified for pet first aid. I mean, it's not a class we just made up. It's a nationally accredited class.
So now you also, aside from the first aid classes, that you do a lot of training with police officers, law enforcement agencies, correct?
Yes. We're known in New Jersey, if a police officer is having a hard time passing their qualifications exams or any type of shooting problems, the range masters will send them to us for civilian remedial training. And then we also do training for police officers in handcuff, baton, and mace. We also do verbal judo courses where you learn how to speak in almost the Jedi voice, so to speak, to give people use any type of physical impact on them or anything. You know, because that works a lot, especially with emotionally disturbed people. We do classes handling that. We also do executive protection courses where we certify people for executive protection. Last time I checked, we offered over 125 different courses.
That's just amazing. That is just amazing.
Yeah.
Now, we've only got a few minutes left here, Anthony, but I did want to talk about your staff, the people you have running these classes and teaching these classes. I read down some of their biographies, and it's quite an impressive group of people you've got put together there.
Yes, I have veterans, Army veterans, Navy veterans, Air Force veterans, police veterans. My guys have been in Afghanistan, 10th Mountain Division. I have guys who are EOD officers overseas, defusing bombs and whatnot. But the key is they have to be able to relate to people, you know, in a civilian manner, because this isn't the military. If someone forgets to take the finger off the trigger, we can't have them do push-ups. We have to teach them how not to keep their finger off the trigger. So, you know, we hand select the people here, and I have a great team. You know, if I was ever to be judged by my people, I have retired police officers that are here working on my team. I have four full-time female instructors, John. One is a retired police officer. The other three are civilians, and they teach female classes, male classes, and mixed, you know, classes. We don't offer too many female-only classes because we don't get much calling for it. Most of the classes are co-ed here. And, yes, I do have a great staff. Between us, we got about 1,000 years of knowledge and education that we're sharing with people. So, yes, I am very proud of my staff.
Yeah, that's amazing. For people that are curious, the website is gunforhire.com, gun singular, not guns, gunforhire.com. If you are in the East Coast corridor over there, please go check out the website, because the training that Anthony and his company offer over there and the quality of instructors is I was just blown away by it. I was certainly not expecting it to be as extensive as it is. We talked a little bit, Anthony, about the facilities that you have. You're in Belleville, you're in Winslow. You're in Bayonne, is that how you say it?
Yes, Bayonne, yep.
Bayonne.
And Cedar Grove.
And Cedar Grove. The one that caught my eye was the Winslow location. It says you will be 500 to 1,000 yards on outdoor range there pretty soon?
Yep, that's the South Jersey Shooting Club, and it's also known as Gun for Hire South. And the owner of the range, partnering with me, we built a simunition shoot house down there. And right now, we're in the final approvals. We are going to have a 500-yard and 1,000-yard range. So we will have the only 1,000-yard range in New Jersey. And we're going to offer precision rifle classes there. I have two of my guys who were precision rifle shooters in the military, and we're going to offer those. I don't shoot those types of matches or distances, John, because they involve math, and it takes all the fun out of shooting for me.
Oh, that's funny. I know we have a lot of people at AR15.com, a lot of our members that love the long-distance shooting. It's kind of like three-gun in that it's growing in popularity really fast. Some people really like to get into those equations, get those ballistics charts, and a lot of people reload their own rounds for it. So I think you'll do very, very well with it. Once again, the company is called Gun for Hire. Anthony Calandro is the president and CEO. Please go to their website if you are anywhere close or even are going to be traveling there for business, and maybe you just want to stop by and take one of their unique classes that they offer, gunforhire.com. Anthony, we're completely out of time, but I really appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to meeting you at the ARFCOM 3-Gun event down at Rock Castle this summer.
You got it, John. I'll be there. I'm sure Joe DeBurgos will keep me busy. Thank you for everything that you do.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you, Anthony, for really doing what you did in New Jersey. I mean, that you guys know. My listeners know what it's like. We know there's several states out there that are just it's really hard to even do any. As soon as you mention firearm, just everybody puts up a wall. And New Jersey's definitely high on that list. So what you've been able to accomplish there really speaks volumes. It really does. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thank you. You be safe.
You too. That was Anthony Calandro. Very impressive. You guys need to go check out this website, gunforhire.com, and see everything they offer. I would never even imagine that you could build something like that in New Jersey. Very impressive. Let's dive straight into our next guest, you guys. As usual, I run over and wax eloquently for way too long. Our next guest is Aaron from DPMS. Aaron, are you on the line with us?
Yes, how's it going tonight?
There he is. Doing great, Aaron. How are you today?
Well, awesome. I just want to, you know, we're going to talk about Outbreak tonight, so I just want to start out with a bang. We have breaking news. Outbreak Omega 4, we are going to be unveiling our new 308.
Oh, the new DPMS 308.
The new DPMS 308. I don't want to, you know, give out too many details right now, but it will be unveiled and up for grabs at Outbreak Omega 4.
Oh, so that will be on the prize table, huh?
That will be on the prize table.
Oh, just another reason, you guys, to get to Outbreak Omega 4. Now, this is the fourth year of the Outbreak events. It's slowly been growing. Every year, you guys are adding new features and new things. For the handful of people that don't yet know what Outbreak is all about, why don't you just kind of walk people through the basics of the idea, the concept, and kind of where it's at today?
No problem. I will describe Outbreak as, you know, you were talking about 3-Gun earlier tonight. It's a 3-gun event, pistol, rifle, shotgun, but we take out all the competition and just make it fun. I mean, you can compete with your friends for bragging rights, but we have 23 different stages, each displaying pistol, rifle, and shotgun, all incorporating a hobby theme, and it's just, you know, all for fun, fun shoot. This is our fourth year. It's actually going to be our biggest Outbreak ever. We are the original zombie shoot and the first. So come on down.
Now, yeah, you mentioned the zombie theme. So basically each stage will be some different zombie apocalypse scenario that you need to shoot your way through. And like you said, it's not a competitive event per se. It's more of just a for fun. You guys actually get people dressing up as zombies and stuff and coming down, right?
Definitely. You know, two different styles of people. Some totally get into the zombie get-up, the makeup, you know, the ripped clothes, bleeding, you know, blood and guts. But then on the flip side, we have our tactical team. You know, these guys, you know, they buy the gear, and they want to show it off. So, you know, we got the guys hanging 2 beta mags off their belt, you know, 15 mags totally strapped, geared up, ready to go. You know, 2 pistols, you know, their AR, shotgun on the back. You know, they're ready for the apocalypse.
Now, talk a little bit about what people need to do if they want to show up to this event. They want to shoot in it. What are their registration options? How do they go about doing it?
Right now, we're offering pre-registration. You can check us out at dpmsinc.com. We have 2 different options. We have the $25 option, which gets you 6 stages. And we have the ZIP, which is $100. It gets you unlimited shooting, a limited edition Outbreak Omega 4 t-shirt, free reign at our post-after-party pig feast, and just a whole day of fun.
And now you mentioned the pig feast. You guys go out of your way every year to have a huge, big cookout dinner for everyone at the end of the event, correct?
Yes, and this year is going to be special. We have the pig roast, and we have a band plus we have an after-party beer bash. So after all the guns are locked away, all the ammo is, you know, no one, you know, everyone's, you know, everyone's cold. We're going to heat it up with some cold beer and some great music, live music at Almonds.
There you have it. I mean, ARFCOM, when you hear beer, cold beer, and music, ARFCOM, that for ARFCOMers, that's heaven. I know a lot of ears perked up when you said that. Now, the two different options for pre-registration I wanted to kind of go over again. There's option one, which is the $25 registration.
Yep.
That gets you entered into the prize table drawing, right?
Correct. And the prize table, let me just give you a rundown of the rifles that only people that pre-register for, and you do not have to be present to win these rifles. We have three shotguns from Remington. We have their 700 bolt action. We have a Marlin 336 lever action. Just came in today, a Nordic 22 AR style rifle, a Glock pistol, Koonin's semi-automatic 357, and Bushmaster has graciously donated two ACRs.
Oh, wow. So there's two ACRs on the prize table on top of all those other guns you mentioned and the new DPMS 308.
And plus, DPMS is also going to be having three, including the new 308, three limited edition Outbreak Omega rifles up for grabs at the prize table.
Wow. Every year that prize table just seems to grow and grow and grow and grow. That is amazing what you guys are able to put together as far as firearms. So basically your $25 entry gets you an entry into possibly winning one of those guns.
Definitely. And I actually had to, we actually were out back, you know, cutting wood to make the prize, you know, to get wood for the prize table because we had to, you know, kick it out about 14 feet.
Had to go hand cut the wood to make the prize table bigger this year. I love that. I love that. So back to the registration. Option one gives you, it's $25. You're in the prize table. You get six individual stage tickets so you can kind of go through and pick your six favorite stages and shoot those, correct?
Yep, six of 23. And actually tonight we're going to be, you know, giving away two $25 registrations.
Okay. So, he is going to give away two of the $25 registrations for ARFCOM listeners, Radio Free ARFCOM. You know we like to give free things away here. And I spoke with one of Aaron's coworkers who said, along with that $25 registration, we might be able to put together a little DPMS swag bag for people.
Definitely.
Okay. So, what I want everybody to do, if you would like to enter into that contest, go to the DPMS industry forum and go into the sub-forum for DPMS, the Outbreak Omega 4 sub-forum, and the thread is already up there. It's the DPMS RFA entry giveaway thread, and the phrase you need to type into that thread is zombie killer. Zombie killer needs to be in there. You can put, I am a zombie killer, I know a zombie killer. You can be as creative as you want. As long as the two words zombie and killer are in your response, you will be entered, and we will run this. We will run the entries until next Wednesday evening. I believe that's the 22nd. Wednesday evening, 22nd, right around midnight Mountain Time, we will close the entries up. That gives everybody a chance who listens to the show on the podcast throughout the week to enter the contest as well. Then we will draw the two winners out, and I will send you their information. Aaron, how does that sound?
That sounds great. And just to let everybody know, I mean, just those are just the rifles that are for pre-registration, but we have Colt, Otis, PK Firearms, 1791 Apparel, MGM Targets, Hi-Viz, Troy, King's Ammo, Elite Tactical Advantage, and also Great River Tactical, they're out of Wisconsin. They have donated 14 tactical training course certificates up for grabs for people that may not have pre-registered but are still going to get prizes for just being at Outbreak Omega 4. Prizes galore.
Wow, that it's just amazing. I remember last year, I believe it was Dylan we had on from your company, telling us about how many people that they had the year before, and he was so excited. And then I spoke with him afterwards, and he was just amazed at how much bigger it had become. How many people do you expect this year?
Well, where Almonds is located in Morristown, Minnesota, we're kind of in a sweet spot where we're kind of bordering Iowa, the Dakotas, and Wisconsin. So we're hoping to get, you know, anybody's even getting an itch to, you know, get in the car, you know, grab some buddies, it will be totally worth your while. If you don't have rifles, handguns, or shotguns, Ullman's will have demo guns on site for you to rent out.
Oh, okay. So people don't have to drive with their guns in their car. They can show up, rent the guns there, and still be able to shoot the stages and have a good time with everyone else.
Yes, and also different vendors are going to be showing off their guns. I mean, this is their one chance, too, to impress you all. So they're going to have their biggest and best at Ullman's for you to try out and maybe get a first peek at something.
So even if you're not going to shoot the events, you can still go and throw some lead downrange with the different vendors who are showing off their new firearms, correct?
Definitely. And everyone's, you know, talking about throwing lead downrange. You know, ammunition's been a big question. Remington has graciously donated cases upon cases upon cases to Ullman's. We are going to have blowout ammunition for on-site use. So you're not going to have to worry about, you know, making that car payment next month because you want to shoot at Outbreak Omega. You are going to be able to shoot as much and as many rounds as you want at a great price.
It sounds like a whole bunch of fun. I was hoping to make it out this year. I'm unable to make it this year, maybe by Outbreak Omega 5. By then it will be so big that you guys will probably have to move it again. But hopefully I can make it. Hopefully I'll be able to make it out next year. Now, we talked a little bit about Outbreak. Aside from the 308, what else does DPMS have coming down the pipeline this year?
Coming down the pipeline? Well, to be honest, you know, you're going to have to come to Outbreak to check it out. You know, we are we have a couple things up our sleeve. We are bringing out the Black Hat Express. And if, for those who don't know what the Black Hat Express is, it is our 48-foot semi-gun room showroom on wheels. It's going to be at Outbreak Omega, and we might have some surprises in there for you.
Okay, see, so a lot of it's top secret, but you did give us a little bit to be excited about, just a little bit.
A 308, a brand new 308. When's the last time you heard about a brand new 308 breaking?
It has been a while, and the 308 is gaining popularity. The 308 semi-automatic battle rifles have really taken off these last couple of years, so I'm sure you guys will do very well with that, and without a doubt it will be a top-quality firearm, which is what you guys are known for. Once again, let me remind everybody, we are giving away, courtesy of DPMS, two free entries into the Outbreak Omega 4. Just go into the industry forum at ar15.com. Go to the DPMS, go to the DPMS Outbreak subforum, and you will see the DPMS RFA entry giveaway thread there. And go ahead and enter the phrase. Actually, it just has to be the two words, zombie killer. It doesn't have to be in a row. You can make it cute. You can make it as creative as you want, as long as the two words zombie and killer are in there. And we will let that run for an entire week before we close the entries and do the drawing for the two winners. Once again, this is Aaron from DPMS. I want to thank you for coming on, Aaron. We are up against it as far as time, but I hope you... Go ahead.
No, it's all good. You know, you guys, check us out, outbreakomega.com, and also on Facebook at DPMSINC.
Okay, and I will link to the Radio Free ARFCOM Facebook. I will link over to you guys here as soon as we close this showdown so people who are friends on Facebook with me can get over to you. Outbreakomega.com is the website. Go check it out if you've never heard about it. If you're anywhere in that Midwest area, this is an event you need to get to. The event is July 9th, 2011. Mark it on your calendar and get your buddies together. Hop in the car. You don't even have to take your guns because you'll be able to rent guns there if you want. It's going to be a big party, lots of shooting. After the shooting's over, going to be a big barbecue, roast pig dinner, and sounds like a pretty big beer party with a live band. You guys really outdid yourselves this year, Aaron. Thanks a lot for coming on the show.
And free camping all weekend.
Oh, and I think it just gets better and better, free camping all weekend. Thanks a lot, Aaron. We appreciate it. We are moving right along here as I am running out of time, as usual. We're going to get our three-gun update from Chad Adams from Three Gun Nation. Chad, star of Stage and Screen, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, brother. What's happening, John?
Oh, it's great talking to you. Great talking to you. Now, when we last spoke, it was a month or two ago, a month and a half ago, you were just getting ready for the Blue Ridge event. And
correct.
We had talked a little bit about how each event has its own little theme, its own little style to it. Tell us a little bit about the Blue Ridge event, where it is, the theme and the style for that event, and then give us a rundown from that event, if you could.
Yeah, Blue Ridge has established itself in just a few years of being a very tough, physically demanding match. It's probably the most physically challenging match here in the East, and that match is held at Rock House Shooting Center in Kentucky. And Match Director Andy Horner is, we laugh and we joke, we say he's a little bit evil, and he'd smile if you heard me say that. He likes to hug no-shoot steel real close to the targets you got to hit and put them in the tree line in the shade, and it's tough to pick up those targets quickly, and you're gonna run a little too fast and knock over some no-shoots and run uphill both ways and that kind of thing, and it's definitely got its own flavor. It's a very demanding, very challenging course of fire. You're gonna have to shoot that long-range rifle quite a bit, and your heart's gonna be pumping when you're trying to do it. It's a lot of fun.
So how did the competitors do? I know there are some of the big names, the guys we always hear about that did really well at that event.
Sure. You know, Andy's son, Daniel Horner from the U.S. Army Marksmanship Unit, he is without a doubt probably the best three gunner out there. And he is very, very fit, very athletic, as every good soldier should be. And the kid can just absolutely shoot. You know, I mean, he's an amazing shooter. And that course of fire, the real physically challenging ones, set up real nice for him. That's where he is able to separate himself, and he kind of went in there and dominated as he usually does. So he picked up another tactical optics win in the tactical optics division, and he put on quite a show, actually.
Now, are we going to see some of that on Three Gun Nation?
Yeah, we had the cameras there. We were definitely filming, and Daniel has something to see, too. We followed around some other folks as well, you know, Bruce Pyatt and all those kind of guys, Tony Holmes. All the big names were there, and that will be on a future episode of Three Gun Nation.
Looking forward to it. Now, while we're talking about you guys and your cameras, I wanted to personally thank you for the ATF shotgun study video you did that we have posted on the homepage at AR15.com. You guys really did a great job with that. You got the message across. You got the point across in an entertaining yet informative way. And I was impressed. I have to admit, Chad, you guys always do great work, but I really, really liked that video.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, we talked to those competitors out at Superstition Mountain back in March. And Pete Brown, you know, my business partner, 3Gun Nation, he is one talented editor. You know, he amazes me. So that really all goes to him. He dug in there and did a great job on that. It's had an effect, I think. A lot of people have been commenting on that video. I know that your all's channel has been getting a lot of hits on it, and it was fun. It was fun for all of us.
Let's get back to the 3Gun competitions.
Yeah.
The last one, I believe, was the Ironman competition.
Yeah, just a few days ago we got back from MGM Ironman, and that is without a doubt the craziest, wildest, most physically demanding, challenging three-gun match in all the sport. I mean, it's just it's mayhem, really. I say that kind of jokingly, but it's really serious. Their point is kind of in every one of their stages, you'll shoot two or three stages of typical three-gun matches. I mean, the round count is just. It's wild, man. 100 or more on, you know, on pretty much every single stage, you know, rounds fired if you don't miss.
100 or more if you don't miss?
Yeah. It's, you know, about 100, you know, 90-something to 100-something rounds on most of their stages if you don't miss. So, of course, that round count goes way up over there. Competitors were shooting, you know, somewhere in the 2,100, 2,400 rounds, you know, over two matches. Because they did a unique thing this week. They split the match and ran the smaller divisions first, then had an off day, and then ran tactical optics second. And seven or eight competitors shot both matches. And those guys actually shot upwards of 2,400 rounds on 6 days of Ironman, which is just insanity. And they had a blast.
So who did well at Ironman? I know all the results are not complete yet, but can you give us kind of an eyeball test.
Sure.
Tell us kind of
sure.
where everyone is at.
Well, in tactical optics, Daniel Horner again. He pretty much blew the field away. Those physically demanding stages, they really play to his strengths, and he came in there and kicked some butt. In trooper division, they have a trooper division at Ironman, which not every match has, and it's unique in that you have to carry all your gear with you, on your person, the entire match.
Oh, wow.
And to do well in that match, in that division, it's pretty much got to be open gear with a few extra guns thrown in as well. Like they'll allow a pistol caliber carbine to take on certain pistol targets throughout the course of fire. So these guys are carrying 5 or 6 guns, all their ammo, all their accompanying gear, you know, maybe some water if they're lucky, right, if they got room for anything else. And they got to do that through 2.5 days of, you know, climbing over the Idaho hills there. And Chuck Carwin, you know, he's a cop from Oregon. He defended his trooper class title, and that got him into the Three Gun Nation shoot-off. Barry Duke won heavy optics. Travis Gibson of MGM Targets, he won the tactical irons division. And other qualifiers were Tyler Payne, Benny Cooley, Dave Ness, and they put on a show. This was, without a doubt, the wildest three-gun nation shoot-off we've had yet.
Wow, that just sounds amazing. Now, I wasn't sure. I was getting some feedback from the studio for some of the competitors you just named. I didn't hear you talk about Rob Romero. I love the guys over at Noveski, good friends with those guys.
Sure.
How did they do?
Yeah, Rob and Jansen, it's funny that you mentioned them, because we mic'd Jansen for the entire match for a future episode of Three Gun Nation, a couple episodes actually. Followed him throughout his entire match. He's one of those guys that shot back-to-back matches, so I'm sure he was just dragging by the end of it. And for him and Romero, for both of them, it was their first Ironman. And
oh, okay.
I got to say, nobody goes in there on their first Ironman and wins. It's just,
right.
It's a different animal. The rules are a little bit different. The bonus targets are structured different anywhere than you'll see. And, you know, they did well. They did real well. Rob was about 14th or so, if I remember correctly, 15th, something like that. And Jansen was a little bit behind that in the tactical optics match. Jansen in the match before that, the heavy, he was, I think, a top 10 finish there as well. So they both went out and shone well in their first Ironman, which is, you know, as Craig Allison said to me, you know, he's like, hey, why aren't you shooting? I'm like, man, I'm not ready for Ironman. I got to build up to it. And he's like, no, there's no building up for Ironman. You just jump right in.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about what is coming up. I know there is an event that's not a three-gun event, but it's becoming a pretty popular event in Oklahoma called the High Plains Shooting Challenge. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. You know, that's put on by Trapper Swanson and Kurt Miller, and they not only are very experienced three-gunners, but they're real into IPSC. And they've gone over internationally and shot shotgun-only matches, rifle-only matches, pistol-only matches in Europe quite a bit. So they've been really exposed to a style of practical shooting that not all Americans are real familiar with. So a few years back, they started putting on the High Plains Shotgun Challenge, as it was called then, a shotgun-only match, a practical shotgun match out in Oklahoma City. And it's been very popular. It's an IPSC-style match, meaning they're going to paint steel after every shooter. It's going to be very IPSC oriented, in that it's very straightforward and presented in a way that a lot of people will be familiar with that have shot a lot of USPSA and IPSC. It's a little bit different style of match. It goes a little bit away from the outlaw three gun matches that a lot of the three gunners are used to. But I shot the Pan Am last year, which was a shotgun match, and it'll be kind of like that. And they are fun matches. They really are. You get a lot of short range targets. You get a lot of medium course design, you get a long course design in there. It's all very fair and balanced. And this year they've changed it over to a rifle match, and knowing those guys, it's going to be very challenging. You're going to see 4 minute of angle targets out to 300 yards, which should be doable for most folks, but you know, they're definitely going to make it a little bit tough. And for anybody wanting to improve their rifle skills for the sport of three gun, this would be a great opportunity. And I talked to Trapper this morning just to get the latest dope on this match, if you will. And I think he said he had 4 slots open, so you can get in right now if you're one of those lucky 4 to snag up those last slots. But he said, you know, participants are welcome to come out and check out some cool rifle shooting.
That sounds great. Now, are you guys linked to that from the Three Gun Nation website?
You know, we do not have a link up right now, and I'm going to correct that. We're going to get something up on the website later on this week. I've been telling Trapper I want to do that anyway. And you can Google it out there, High Plains Shooting Challenge, and it'll come up.
Okay, so check that out, everyone, the High Plains Shooting Challenge. Why don't you tell everybody your website real quick while we're speaking of websites?
Yeah, if you want to know anything about the sport of three gun, we got a lot of good information on there. It's www.threegunnation.com.
3GunNation.com, as simple as that. You guys know the guys from 3Gun Nation. So aside from the High Plains Challenge, what is the next official 3Gun Nation event?
Yeah, our next match will be the first weekend in August out in Raton, New Mexico at the NRA Whittington Center, the JP Enterprises Rocky Mountain 3Gun. That's a wonderful match put on in 30,000 acres of some of the coolest terrain you'll ever get to see. And Denise and J.J. Johnson, the match directors out there, do an outstanding job of putting on a really good match. It's a little rifle heavy. You better have that rifle dialed in real good when you go out there. You're at elevation. It's a natural terrain course of fire, so it's a little bit physically challenging as well. And just all around, they put on a great match, and it's one of the premier events out there.
They're keeping you busy. At least you'll get. Sounds like you'll get a short little break after that one in New Mexico. Then is the ARFCON Pro-Am, correct?
That's right. Then the Pro-Am, the big show we're all waiting to see. I can't wait. I think this is going to be a great thing for the sport, bringing so many people together in one place, and hopefully introducing a lot of new folks to the sport. But doing so right there when the Kurt Millers, the Jerry Miklicks, the Daniel Horners, the greatest shooters out there in the world, are doing it right there side by side. I mean, it's going to be a real cool event.
Yeah, from what I hear, the 3Gun shooters that I know, the buzz is just amazing for that event. So I myself, of course, am looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll get to see you there if you're not tied up with one of your thousands of duties. This is Chad Adams from 3Gun Nation. It is time for us to go. The hour has flown by. I do understand there has been some problems with the link to the live feed of the show. Apparently, we are now on BBS Station 1, and we used to be on BBS Station 2, so we had the link up to Station 2 when we should have been on Station 1. So a lot of people are going to be catching this on the podcast. I apologize for that. I will get with Goat Boy and see if we can get that rectified well before the next show. I apologize once again for the confusion it may have caused some people. But yes, we are now Wednesday nights. We are now on BBS Station 1, so put it on your calendars, write it in your notepads, mark it down so you remember for the next show. We will be off next week. The next show will be Wednesday the 29th. With another great giveaway, some other great guests. Chad, I want to thank you personally for coming on the show. We appreciate everything you do for us here at AR-15 and for all 3Gunners across the nation.
My pleasure, John. Anytime, brother.
I also would like to thank our guests we had on tonight. Aaron from DPMS with the Outbreak Omega 4 zombie shoot coming up. I want to thank Anthony Colandro from Gun for Hire. Go check him out at gunforhire.com. Great training facilities in New Jersey. They're working on a range out to 1,000 yards. Sounds like it might be a future 3Gun event in itself right there, maybe. Joe DeBurgolis, as usual, NRA board member, AR15.com. Integral to what we do here at AR15.com, especially Radio Free ARFCOM. I am your host, John Gold. I want to wish everyone a safe and happy next couple of weeks until you hear from me again, and God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.